Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with the Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We have a lot to talk about today, as always. Dynamite is tonight. Got a big Dynamite show. Got three segments announced thus far, including Bryan Danielson addressing his wrestling future. What will he say tonight? Well, we'll find out soon enough. Got a big weekend. We've got the Capital Collision show on August 30th. That's New Japan. And a lot of matches announced for the show, including Mercedes Moné and Momo Watanabe for the New Japan Strong Women's title. And today, on this program, to talk New Japan professional wrestling, in the final segment of the show, we will be joined by David Finley. So we got a lot to talk about with him today, including the G1 and more. We got two WWE shows this weekend, Bash in Berlin, which is Saturday, and No Mercy, which is Sunday. That's the NXT show. We'll tell you about both of those. And then a lot of news, including, well, what's going on with the Performance Center? That is a great question. Reminds me of another story involving a Performance Center several years ago and how that turned out. But anyway, we'll talk about that here today on the program, as well as Tony Khan talking about the attendance for All In, Raw coming from Saudi Arabia, Raw ratings from this past Monday night, notes from NXT, and plenty more. Very busy show here today, so we're going to get into it when we come back from the break. Mike Sempervivi will join us as always. And of course, if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest two carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and two-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
If I got to leave in a second to deal with one of these children... I know you got it, Mike.
I do indeed. Are you talking about the Twitter or the
no,
Twitch
actual
children?
The actual children here.
Ah, yes. Your loin fruit.
I can hear them. I can hear her screaming right now.
Which one?
She basically can't find something, and it's like an emergency. It's the literal end of the world right now. But it's not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. I know what it's like to deal with a personality like that.
Would you shut up? Now listen, we have got a lot to get into today, and I want to start with the Performance Center, because no one knows what's going on. WWE is looking at making a big change to the developmental program. Mark Shapiro held a meeting in Stamford, Connecticut Monday, revealed that WWE will begin using Las Vegas as a developmental territory. However, it is not clear if this will replace a performance center in Orlando or be in addition to it. Dave Meltzer posted on X that he's waiting for more from WWE, but Shapiro did a town hall meeting in Stamford in Vegas, will be a developmental location, maybe replacing Orlando or in addition. WrestleVotes had talked about a source there, was an all-employee meeting, and the performance center moving to Vegas in the near future. I talked about how I'd heard the same thing. Performance Center to Vegas is true. Talent is shocked. Nobody had any idea this was coming. And so, yeah. Now, here's what's weird about this. This all came out. Everybody was talking about it. Talent was talking about it. And then it just went dead silent.
Seems vaguely familiar.
And apparently, WWE, it's weird. Like, at first, WWE confirmed it, and then they unconfirmed it. What? Yes. That is really weird now, isn't it? Now, some of you may not recall, but WWE used to have a developmental territory called FCW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they eventually moved out of wherever they were at. Where was it? It was, where was FCW? Atlanta?
Tampa, I think. Dusty and all that stuff. You talk about Florida Championship Wrestling? Deep South was in Atlanta.
Deep South, that's right, that's right.
It's Jody
right.
Hamilton.
That's right, that's right. But anyway, it moved, and like the news came out that it was moving, and then it was all clamped down, it wasn't moving. Then guess what happened? It moved. So anyway, something's going on. It's not even like it's news because, I mean, this is... People have been talking about this ever since TKO bought the company. We'd heard like months ago, very good chance that developmental is moving to Vegas. And then all of a sudden, like yesterday, everyone's talking about it. It's and now it's nothing. So my educated guess is that they are opening up a performance center in Las Vegas. And my educated guess now is that I believe they are going to have two performance centers. I think it's most likely there's going to be one in Vegas and also one in Orlando. And honestly, I mean, if it's me, there's a couple of things here, okay? Are they still going to be running TV out of the Performance Center? Or are they going to try to move TV to Vegas and run it out of the Apex, okay? My thought here is, what's best, because they have 80 million people there and they keep signing people, is you should have a performance center in the same area that you're running TV, and your advanced people are there. Your people that are on TV, they're going over their matches for 3 weeks to make sure they're perfect for television and pay-per-view. And then you've got the other performance center where all the NIL people go, everybody that has no clue what they're doing, they've never watched wrestling, that's in the other place. And then when they get called up, well, you got to move to wherever the other performance center is. And, you know, if they end up running in the Apex, then all of the main TV people should be relocated to Vegas. And if they're going to continue to run in the Performance Center, then keep all of the, you know, television people there in Florida. And all of the new people that get signed, they go to Vegas, they train in the Performance Center there, and away we go. So I don't know what's happening. Everyone's keeping it very quiet. But the idea that nothing is happening, that's something's happening here. We'll find out soon what it is. Hey, can you talk about this for a second? I'll be right back.
I can indeed. And Brian mentioned earlier on, you know, people are shocked by this, but that's how it's kind of gone with these things. Jody Hamilton, if I'm not mistaken, just kind of woke up, got the call that, hey, we're going to be moving stuff down to Tampa for Florida Championship Wrestling. And then when Florida Championship Wrestling shifted and they moved to Orlando and did all that sort of stuff, again, there was really no word on what was taking place for most of the people. And apparently Dana White was asked at a UFC press conference about WWE coming to Vegas, and he smiled and said he has no thoughts on the matter. That's WWE's business. But in my opinion, there's room for two performance centers. Like Brian said, you could have all of an NIL class go to one and, you know, keep another one separate. To me, you can have NIL classes at both. You're going to continue to sign people. You're going to have a lot of people who are based out west. Give them a place to work. It's in great distance to Los Angeles, so you can do what you need to do there when you need to dazzle executives or jump them in and out and stuff like that. I mean, to me, there's great advantages about being in Vegas. And I don't think they should forget about Florida because it gives people an opportunity to travel. For a lot of these NIL kids, yeah, they're used to traveling for football or volleyball or whatever they're doing in college. But this puts a new spin on, hey, you're going to be here. If you're good enough, we need you on TV. We're going to fly you to Florida. And that's another thing, too, with the TV. They can't run arenas every week, and they shouldn't run arenas every week, but they need something impressive for CW. And they usually build up to a big show about every 6 weeks or so that's going to be in a major city. So this gives you the opportunity to do a couple in Florida, maybe go out and do a couple in Vegas, and it mixes up the look. To me, it allows you a lot of advantages to have another center out there.
Oh, everything's cool now, I think.
What was the result? What was being looked
for? I don't know. Okay, so here's the deal.
Yes.
The kids are with the babysitter, and they wanted to go down to this park and play, okay?
Yeah.
The babysitter is only here till 1 Pacific. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go play and have fun. And so they were supposed to leave at 12. And at 12:15, they still hadn't left because Paisley can't find the most important toy in the world. She so badly wants to go to the park, but she won't leave until she finds a toy she can't find. And each passing second is giving her less time to play at this park. Like, dude, just go play. At 1 o'clock, we'll find this toy. Like, it... Anyway.
Well, you know what, Brian? Maybe she heard the show last week and heard you talk about perseverance, and she's trying to see this thing.
Yeah, the perseverance
through.
Is get down to the park and play, which is what you've been wanting to do all day, but you won't leave. Just go play, and then come back and we'll find this thing.
Now, what is Hot
Listen, I'm her dad. I can tell you this. Okay, I can tell you this right now.
Yes.
If she finds this toy and she goes to the park, she ain't going to play with it. She's going to play in the toys. I know this. I see it every day. Now, I want to quickly mention, because I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, nor do I want to hear you or anyone else. You know what happened on NXT last night, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Javon Evans against my main man, Joe Coffey.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. Of course, Joe Coffey beat him. Well, of course he did. And you know...
That's how wrestling works, Brian.
You know the thing about it that's like so irritating is, did you guys watch this show? I don't know what happened. I don't know what was going on. But this freaking crowd was dead all night. They didn't care about anything. Nothing. They had everybody out there. Nobody cared about anything. Except for one guy. There was one guy that they chanted for throughout the match. They chanted, he's bouncy. They chanted, young OG. He was the only guy on the show they cared about. And of course, he gets beaten by Joe Coffey. Because of course he did. Who cares? Why do I even bother? It's not my company. I'm doing just fine. Actually, I'm not, but that's another story. Back in a moment, Observer Live!
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know the problem with this Javon thing is?
What's that?
Somebody in the chat's like, trying to spite their audience again. It's like, no, they're not trying to spite their audience. It's a different problem. You want to know what the problem is?
What's
okay.
That?
Shawn Michaels, who I generally think is a very good booker, I like a lot of what he does. But, like, this guy loves Joe Coffey. He loves this guy. How many times? I know he's a solid worker, okay? He's not over. He's never been over with the audience. They don't care about him at all. They never have. They've pushed him, and nobody cares, okay? But Sean loves him. And so this happens every few months. Gallus shows up, Joe Coffey beats somebody who you're like, what? And then, of course, that person goes on, they have a feud, and he ends up winning in the end, okay? Here's the problem with this Javon Evans thing. They're not booking to spite the audience. They're booking to try to get him over, okay? He faces Joe Coffey, the rest of Gallus gets involved, he gets screwed, he gets beaten, you're supposed to feel sympathetic. He gets a partner who, for the love of God, is going to be Cedric Alexander, who's another guy that nobody cares about. I don't know how this is going to happen, but the point is they're going to have a match. They'll have a feud with Gallus. I'm sure they'll win the tag match. Maybe they'll be beaten first, probably, actually. But then, you know, they'll beat Gallus, and then I'm sure Javon will get his win over Joe Coffey. The point is, this is booked to try to get Javon over, okay? But here's the problem, which I can't believe I have to explain this. The dude's already over. He's been over since, like, the first time he had a big match on television. And what I want you to do, you don't have to take my word for it. Yes, of all the people on the show last night, maybe Joe Hendry in the main event segment, but of all the people on the show last night, he was the only one who was over at all, okay? But watch that match last night and then go back like 6 weeks and watch how over he was 6 weeks ago, okay? He was five times more over 6 weeks ago than he is now. All of this booking to get him over, which is what they're trying to do, has done nothing but get him less over by the week. He is significantly less over now than he was when he first just showed up. And what did I say? I said, dude, this guy is over. The place is going nuts for this guy. Like, let's pull the trigger. Let's do something with him. No, we just can't do that yet. We've got to book him. We've got to give him storylines. We've got to give him challenges. We've got to book him to get him over. Well, all you've done is made him less over. That's it. So do me a favor. Stop trying to get the guy over. It's just, he's already over. So let's have him, like, win some matches and push the guy. What in the world are we doing here?
He's not less over. He's less
he
hot.
Is.
He's not. He's less hot. And
oh, stop with over
thinking,
and hot.
Oh, stop it. You stop because you think that they're trying to spite you with this.
I don't think they're trying to spite me. I think they're trying to do something right, and it's making it worse.
I'm not saying that they could have went another direction, but you have treated this from day one as if the Hindenburg is collapsing on top of you.
I'm watching it collapse every week.
And that's not true. And look, I'll give it till the beginning of the show on CW, because what this feels like right now, goofball, is the fact that they
six
had a
weeks
bunch
ago
of plans.
You said you'd give it a couple of weeks. Now you're going to give it till they go to CW? That's going to be like 3 months.
They had a bunch of stuff set up already with TNA that obviously took some precedence here, and they had their stories. And I'm not saying that some of this holding pattern has been spectacular, but to treat it as if he has now fallen to the point where he's so under, he can't be over like he was anymore, BS. At some point, that kid is going to be, just like Trick Williams, mega over. And there won't be any remembering of any of this stuff.
We'll have to wait till next year for it.
You had a bunch of stuff leading into No Mercy that didn't include him. So, yeah, right now, in this time period, you have him in there with at least a really solid wrestler that people like you obviously can't stand, where at some point he is going to get
I don't hate
all of them.
Joe
he
Coffey,
is going to beat the
but
odds,
he's not over.
He's going to move on to something else, which, for all you know, Brian, could be Obafemi. It could be Ethan Page.
Yeah, I'll wait.
It could be a lot of things,
I'll sit here and I'll wait for it. Yeah.
Are you complaining?
I'm still waiting for Thea Hale to get like her big push. It's been like 3 years for her.
Are you complaining about
still
like
too young?
What are you,
bro? You know what?
Ridiculous.
You know what? He
You're
was basically
ridiculous.
As over as Trick Williams six
Let
weeks
me tell
ago.
You something. As far
now,
as
he's
Thea
not
Hale
even
goes,
close.
And I love Thea Hale. You're telling me that what they've done with a lot of the women there, and again, could things be better for her? Absolutely. They could be a lot more perfect, but she had a title match. She had a good match with Roxanne Perez. She didn't lose anything in that loss. So to act like, oh my God, we've been waiting this long time.
We've had
multiple image changes with this woman.
Yep.
We have her toe-to-toe with the women's champion. And at some point with Fallon Henley, with Roxanne Perez, and the way things are going, Jada Parker relatively quickly, she's going to be on the main roster, okay?
Hey, Lenny, listen. This type of creative is why they struggle to make sustainable stars that connect to the audience. Lenny, with all due respect, would you shut up? Do you know what's happening on Dynamite tonight? You think the Javon booking is bad?
You know what's happening
on Dynamite tonight?
You talking about Kyle?
Ricochet versus Kyle Fletcher.
Kyle Fletcher.
You know who's one of the best workers in all of AEW is Kyle Fletcher. Do you realize that since October, he has lost every single solitary singles match he has had, with the exception of one win over Brian Cage, which was to set up a match with MJF, where he did the best promo he's ever cut. He was as over as he's ever been going to that MJF match. They beat him, and now he's facing Ricochet tonight. And you know who's not going to lose on Dynamite tonight? Ricochet. So Kyle is going for yet another loss. Mm-hmm. I could go through about 50 guys exactly like this in AEW. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear about how, oh, it's a WWE thing and they don't know how to make stars.
Pardon me.
Get out of here,
me,
brother. This
me.
Is a problem all over the place.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Could they be going in a direction with Kyle Fletcher where he is getting...
He never wins? Yes, they're going that direction.
Well, that can be a part of a story. Okay, and he can show out, and he's now proven he can at least for once cut a promo. We know that. He's got a little bit of a different look. He's Ospreay's. All of these things being established here. At some point, Mark Davis is coming back. At some point, we need to have some sort of explanation from Don Callis as to why he lets this kid Fletcher go on and do these things. So at some point, I have a feeling that is leading to something with Kyle Fletcher. Now, when that thing happens, will they do anything with him? We'll see. Because as you talked about with NXT, a lot of people there, they start off hot, and then they end up a lot colder, if not way under.
Yeah, this is the problem with so many people booking. Is sometimes you know what reminds
but
me
you
of.
Know, but
hold on, hold on,
Brian,
hold on.
Javon Evans is salvageable. Whereas a lot
I'm
of
not
people
saying
have
he's not
AEW
salvageable.
Can't.
I'm not saying he's not salvageable. I'm just irritated that he was over And the more they book him, the less over he is.
You wanted him to be the champion.
Listen,
right off the bat.
I didn't say he needed to be the champion.
Yes,
I did not say he needed to be the champion.
Go all the way with him. Shoot him to the moon.
Yeah, they should have shot him to the moon. And they didn't. They turned him into every other guy in the NXT roster. Do you remember years ago when The Undertaker and Triple H got in the ring together and all they did was look at each other and then they looked at the WrestleMania sign? Do you know what they did after that? Nothing. They didn't do one angle. They didn't do a brawl. They didn't do a fight because it was very obvious that you didn't need to do anything else. And a good example, by the way, Mercedes and Britt Baker. The most over that feud was the day Britt came back and she stared down Mercedes. Like, that was the most over it was. And you know what they did? They kept booking angles.
They had
to
TV
the point
to book.
Where they booked the worst angle I ever saw on that Collision show, where Camille came out and in a fair fight, she killed Britt Baker. She smashed her and left her for dead. Well. And I thought, this is appalling. But maybe Britt will beat her on Wednesday. Nope. By the time they were done booking that feud, no one cared. Sometimes something is over.
And then they saw the match and really didn't care.
Sometimes something is over, and you just got to let it be over. And keep your hands out of it. Stop messing around with it. God, you were literally handed Javon Evans. And you had to book him into normalcy. He's every other geek on the roster right now. Way to go. He's sitting on a box backstage last week, just doing nothing, not even booked on the show. His job is to watch the Heritage Cup trophy, and then he gets yelled at, and who shows up but Cedric Alexander. Cedric Alexander. I got nothing against Cedric, but nobody in NXT cares at all about Cedric Alexander. And then he goes on and he loses to Gallus. What are we doing? Like, honestly, what are we doing? I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I had so much news, didn't talk about any of it. And who cares? Because after the break, we'll be joined by David Finley. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Very happy today to be joined by David Finley. David, how are you doing today?
Every day is a good day when you are the IWGP Global Heavyweight Champion. How are you doing, Brian?
That's right, the Bullet Club leader. And, correct me if I'm wrong, 2 straight years winning your block in the G1.
That is true. I have won it 2 years in a row.
Yes, you won, I think it was C block last year and then the B block this year. 12 points this year?
Yep, second highest in the tournament, only beaten by Zack Sabre Jr., who got 14 and went on to win the whole thing. So not too bad of a showing, if I do say so myself.
Not too
bad.
Well,
you're not the only one who's saying so. There's a lot of people who believe some of your matches were some of the best of the entire tournament. And what did you think about your performance this year overall in the G1? Yes, you finished with a lot of points, but as far as going out there, what were some of your high points of the tournament?
Any high point was one that I won. I think I had some good ones with Tsuji. I had a good one with Yuya Uemura. Another year of proving people wrong and showing everybody what I can do.
Now, what are your thoughts on some of the guys that have come up, the Yuya Uemuras and the Tsujis? I mean, they come back from excursion, and, you know, it's time for some of them. And what are your thoughts on I guess, just both of those in particular? How do you think they're doing? How do you think do you feel like one is further advanced than the other?
I think both of their futures are very bright. I have been around longer than they have, so I was there when they came in as trainees to the dojo with shaved heads and came up barking their introductions in Japanese to me. So I have seen their journey from before day one. So to see, you know, Yuya come back from excursion, see Tsuji come back from excursion and achieve all the success that they have achieved, I think the future is very bright, and I think it's a testament to the New Japan Dojo system.
You know, your father, Fit Finley, your grandfather, Dave Finley Sr., a long line of Finleys here. When did you know, well, I'm going to be a wrestler?
I kind of always knew. There's pictures of me less than a year old. I can't quite walk yet. Can't really stand on my own, but I'm on my own 2 feet hanging on to the bottom rope. My grandfather was a professional wrestler, but his passion was amateur wrestling. My dad's passion was pro wrestling. So it kind of was like, since day one, it was all I've ever wanted to do.
So your grandfather, I mean, do you know anything about like your great grandfather? Because I mean, everyone talks about like the three generations or whatever, but I mean, do you guys know anything about like great great grandfather? I mean, was he involved in wrestling in any way?
Yeah, so I can take it back to a great-great-grandfather. He wasn't in the pro wrestling business, but he was on the building crew of the Titanic. And during
really?
The lunch break, they used to go down. Yep, used to go down to the boiler room, and they would bare-knuckle box for a pint of Guinness. So I would like to
say
that.
So he was a fighter.
He was a fighter, yeah. And then so that would have been 5 generations ago. 4th generation, he was like a promoter, ring announcer, dabbled a little bit, but he was a tugboat captain mainly. And then grandfather, father.
So how far back can you go where combat sports is in this family? Now I'm fascinated.
Badassery.
I mean, well, Confirmed five generations, so my great-great-grandfather, but, you know, we were Irish, so who knows? Could go on forever.
Wow. I don't know, like, man. It's not his fault the boat sank, you know what I mean? But you kind of hear, you know, I was on the, you know, I helped put the Titanic together. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I really want that on my tombstone or not.
The old joke I always hear my dad say was, an Irishman built it, it was an Englishman that sunk it.
That's true. Like, your great-great-grandma, he wasn't steering that boat.
No, no way.
You're 31, correct?
Indeed.
Okay. How are you feeling after this G1?
Honestly, I feel great. I had a previous shoulder injury where I had to get surgery about 4 or 5 years ago that started to act up about halfway through the tournaments, but, you know, it's the G1. It is the most grueling tournament in the world, honestly. So there's not really anybody on the roster that, you know, feels 100%. But now that we've, you know, had about a week or so off, I'm back to feeling 100%. I feel great, ready for the show coming up in Washington, D.C.
So, obviously, yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. But, you know, sometimes you hear from people that did the G1, they're like, oh, man, it's going to take me months. And other people, you know, they're just like you. I feel 100% this week or whatever. And I presume age has something to do with it. Like if you're a Tanahashi and you're already real beat up, I mean, I'm sure that's grueling to have to try to get through one. But you have now done this two-block G1. Last year was a four-block G1. And I would presume the four-block was easier, fewer matches spread out?
You know, workload standpoint, less matches is always easier, but I actually like the two-block schedule better. Just because, you know, you're wrestling a singles match every other night, so I feel sharp, I feel crisp. There's no rust. So I feel like, you know, by the end of the tournament, that although you are sore and banged up, you are performing at my peak just because, you know, we're getting our reps in every day.
Yeah, that is the other question because, you know, when AEW started, one of the benefits, if you wanted this, was you only had to work one day a week. They had no house shows. They only had Dynamite. And so from a schedule standpoint, like if you were working WWE and you were doing 3 to 4 shows a week because you were doing house shows and TV, I mean, to be able to go somewhere and only work one day a week and not even necessarily work every time there was a Dynamite, you might only have 2 matches a month. You know, that was seen as like a real big positive, but as we've seen now going on 4 or 5 years, I mean, there's tons and tons of injuries. And some people are starting to talk about how, you know, it's hard to only do 2 matches a month. Your body's not really prepared for it necessarily as it is when you're working regularly. So you prefer to work more often?
I do, because I don't feel rusty. I feel like I feel the most banged up after, like, the first match back after, you know, 4 or 6 weeks off. You know, sometimes they get a break like that with New Japan. And, yeah, the first couple matches back, I'm always like, oh, that was rough.
Yeah.
So I like staying busy. I feel like that's when I'm at my best. That's when I'm happiest. I wanted to be a pro wrestler. So the more I get to wrestle, the happier I am.
So we've got Capital Collision, which is coming up on August 30th. And we'll go over some of the big matches on the show. But you will be facing, it's you and Clark and Drilla Maloney versus Kevin Knight, Rocky Romero, and Yoshihashi. Sounds like a fun match. I don't want to say a night off, but that sounds like a fun match.
No, it's not a night off. This is Drilla Maloney's U.S. debut, so that's cool. I had a bad night the last night of the G1. Yoshihashi pins me in the middle of Ryogoku in a tag match, so he, you know, stepped up to the plate, wants to challenge for my global heavyweight championship. So this will not be a night off. This will be a preview for Yoshihashi of what is to come.
What did you think of Yoshihashi not being in the G1 this year? That was controversial.
I mean, that's the thing. I would rather have a G1 where there's 20 entrants and you got about 24, 25 guys that could be in it. And, you know, there's, you know, some people that don't make it, as opposed to having a 32-man G1 and only about 20, 25, 26 guys that should be in it. So, you know, there was a little tournament to get into the last spot in each block. He didn't win it. Sucks to suck. You know, sometimes it's not your year, but he easily could have been in it. You know, he's still got it. He can still go. He's just not better than me.
A lot of guys have expressed their opinions on lots of things in New Japan over the last couple of years, whether it's Naito talking about a title belt or somebody talking about how the G1 is structured. Do they, obviously, Tanahashi, now the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling, how much feedback do they get from you guys? Because I know this was a year where they said that they were going back to being homegrown, going to places they haven't been before, listening to the fans. How much feedback do they get from their wrestlers, especially foreigners like yourself, about some things?
I mean, nobody really listens to me. I got to, you know, break things to get attention. I have to be destructive to be heard. But, like, I think, you know, Tana's vision of using our homegrown talent is, you know, the proof is in the pudding. We really only had Takeshita come in as, like, the outsider, and the rest was all New Japan guys. So I think that's going to be good for the future of the company. I would like to see more New Japan guys getting opportunities over guys that aren't New Japan guys. You know, that's just my preference. So that continues. I think we're going to be on the up and up.
You know, there are two names I want to ask you about. One you just mentioned, which was Takeshita. You had a match with Takeshita, obviously, in the G1. Beat him, in fact. And
indeed.
Yeah, and the other is Oleg Bolton. And obviously, Takeshita's been around forever. He's incredible. Oleg Bolton is relatively new, but he has improved a lot. And I guess, what are your thoughts on working both of those guys?
So I guess I'll start with Takeshita. Obviously, Takeshita is an incredible talent. You know, he's a star. He should be a bigger deal in the States than he is. I mean, him being a DDT guy, coming into New Japan, getting the reactions that he did is a testament to his star power. He's crazy strong, hits hard. You know, I think his future is bright, whether he stays in, you know, the States or he goes to Japan. I'm pretty sure that he'll have a home in New Japan should he choose to work there. That would be my guess. And then Oleg Bolton is, I've never felt somebody so strong. And I've wrestled Jeff Cobb a lot, and Jeff Cobb is a very strong
wow.
person, but Oleg Bolton was ranked fifth in the world for freestyle wrestling. So that just goes to show you know, his power. The best way I can put it is like, having a pet tiger, you know, like, it's like, I don't think it wants to kill me right now. I think I'm safe. I'm not sure, but you just don't know. He is crazy strong. So I think once he realizes that he can just rip heads off and be the champion, I think he will be the champion.
I'm just talking to IWGP.
Yeah, easily. I mean, I tried to recruit him for War Dogs. I see his potential. I don't want to fight him. I want him on my side.
Speaking of War Dogs, you got to deal with Gabe Kidd. That cannot be a calm experience.
I am the one person that Gabe Kidd actually listens to, so I'm safe. But
wow.
The
psycho whisperer.
I knew what I was getting into when I recruited Gabe Kidd. I'm the one that saw his potential. I'm the one that realized that, you know, he is a very, very big weapon to have in your arsenal. So I think he's had a great year. I think he's continuing to have a great year. And, yeah, I think he's big money. And that was a great recruit by me.
You mentioned Oleg Bolton's strength and his wrestling background. Have you ever had a match with Dalton Castle?
Yes.
Okay.
I had like a 10-man with him at ROH one time.
Okay. Well, I watch him and, like, you know, in wrestling there's, you know, not to break kayfabe, but we're all on the same page here. There's a lot of cooperation and such in wrestling. You got to kind of work together. But, man, I watched Dalton Castle do his suplexes, and it's like he grabs you and just goes. There's no down-up. It's like he grabs you and you just go up. It's like it seems to me that you're just like you must feel like a child in his hands. Is that how it was with Bolton? You're just going whether you want to or not?
Yeah. Yeah, which, I mean, you put Jeff Cobb, Bolton Oleg, and Dalton Castle on, you know, a category, and they're all very decorated amateur wrestlers, so they all got those, you know, amateur wrestling hips. They know how to, you know, maximize their power. But, yeah, you feel like a child when Oleg just grabs you. Like, everything, it feels like his muscles are made of iron. Like, you can't break his grip, you can't do anything. He's a freak.
All right, stand by. We'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, David Finley, and I gotta ask one question before we get the plugs here. Is it true that your debut match as a pro wrestler, you beat the man now known as Gunther, the World Heavyweight Champion in WWE?
Yes, my debut match, I got flown out to Germany and had a one-on-one match against, I think he was Big Daddy Walter at the
time.
And technically, I did win, but I won by disqualification.
That's a win, dude. That's a win.
I'll take it. Hey, I'll take it.
Yes. Capital Collision, is this coming August 30th, which I guess would be Saturday night?
Friday night.
Golly. Look at me. I screwed it up already.
It is Friday.
Friday night, we've got Mercedes Moné and Momo Watanabe for the New Japan Strong Women's title. Gabe Kidd and Leo Rush for the New Japan Strong Openweight title. Hiromu and Mustafa Ali. TMDK against Virus and Hechicero for the New Japan Strong Openweight titles. I cannot wait for that match. Naito and TJP, as noted here. We got Kevin Knight, Rocky Romero, and Yoshihashi versus Clark Connors, Drilla Maloney, and David Finley. Number of other matches as well. And, David, anything you want to add as far as plugs for this and your own social media?
Yeah, so it's going to be a War Dog Party in D.C. You got, you know, us almost kicking off the show and with Trios action, and then you got Gabe Kidd, the madman himself, defending the Strong Openweight Championship in the semi-main. You got Mercedes Moné, you got Naito, you know, like you said, we got everybody. But if you want to follow me, Instagram is Super Super Dave, Twitter is at the David Finlay.
All right. Thanks so much for doing the show here today. We really appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend and everything else in New Japan. And that's it, everybody. We're out of time. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.